Hey, Allison here. And before we start the show, quick question. Have you grabbed your free content prompt generator yet? This thing is cool. It will spit out 128 content ideas directly customized to you and your business. And it's yours free. All you have to do is head to systemtothrive.com/content, enter your name, best email. We'll email it over to you right away. And you can get creating content that works for your business. Now on to the show. The big question is this: as entrepreneurs, coaches, and business owners, how do we consistently sell our products, programs, and services without making our customers feel like we're only in it for the almighty dollar? How do we serve the way we know we're meant to serve and still run a profitable business? How do we put good into the world while we put dollars into our pockets? How do we change the lives of our community while also bettering the life we lead?
It's not a zero-sum game. It's not an either-or scenario. It is possible to thrive while serving your clients to the best of your ability. This podcast will show you how. I'm Jenny Wright.
I'm Allison Lex.
And welcome to the System to Thrive.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the System to Thrive episode number one. I am super excited that you're joining me and my business bestie, Jenny Wright. We are super excited that you're here. Jenny, say hi.
Hey, guys, how are you? So glad you guys are here. Thanks for being on the very first podcast.
Yay. Jenny, tell us who should be here.
Yes, absolutely. So the reason that we've created this is for people that are coaches and speakers and authors, entrepreneurs, people who are trying to grow their business, spending time trying to build up some success. But you need to know some of the finer points, the things that are actually going to help you grow your business in an authentic and really succinct way.
Absolutely. I think what we also need to make sure is that these people who are listening, who we keep in mind when we're developing our content and when we're speaking and teaching, is they hate those skeezy, sleazy marketing tactics that make us feel like we're trying to pull one over on our customers. That's not what we're looking to do. Yeah. We want to meet them where they are and serve them authentically and fully and build that real community. That is really what the Thrive is all about in System to Thrive, and that's why we're here. That's what Jenny and I believe in.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to do this simply because there needs to be that voice, and there are other voices in this space, and we know there's other voices in this space, but the way that Allison and I have developed a relationship, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but the relationship that we've developed and the friendship and the working relationship has shown time and time again that the methods that we use to attract our ideal client and serve those clients works. And it's not the skeezy and the spammy and the salesy stuff. It's authentic marketing, and it's, you know, attraction marketing and permission-based marketing and all these wonderful, great, juicy things that help your business grow through, you know, real organic ways. And we're really excited to talk about it. So we're going to dive in. We're going to tell you a little bit about ourselves and who we are. So if you're listening to this very first podcast, thank you for being on with us. We're going to tell you a little bit. We're going to dive into some content today on what Thrive is, and hopefully you'll be joining us for this journey.
Absolutely. So my name, if you didn't catch it, is Allison Lex. I am from Baltimore, Maryland. I am the mom to an incredibly precocious 4-year-old boy and 8 incredibly crazy cats, which is why I am the crazy cat lady. And of course, my husband is amazing. I am a direct response copywriter. I've been doing it for just about 13 years as of the time of this podcast episode. And my journey really started when I was in college. I was an education major to be a teacher. And I realized through a series of decisions and wrong classes and all that, that I did not want to teach, but I didn't know what else I wanted to do. So I got a big girl job, the kind with benefits and paid vacation. And
that's what we're supposed to do.
Right? Well, I was like, you know, I don't know what I want to do. I'll just go out there and see if I can find something that fits. I ended up as the administrative assistant at this marketing company called Glazer Kennedy Insider Circle, which if you know anything about direct response, it's a pretty big name in the industry. Eventually, I worked my way up to marketing director, actually within 3 years. So it was a little bit of a quick rise to that corner office. But I was burned out and I wanted more and I was ready for another challenge. And so I went out on my own. I struggled a bit before I found my footing, but now I get to serve some really super successful entrepreneurs, as well as some business owners and entrepreneurs that are in the earlier stages of their success. And I genuinely get to help my clients every day. One of the things that I love, especially about working with coaches and experts, is the ripple effect. And I think this is something that Jenny can really relate to as well, is when I know that when I help, for instance, a relationship coach sell his or her program, that program is changing lives and it ripples outward. And I get to be a part of that. I get to help them change lives, which means I'm helping change lives. So it's kind of a big mission for me. I know Jenny can relate, right?
Oh, hugely can relate to that. So if you don't know who I am, I'm Jenny Wright. I am a list build and lead generation expert. I started working online about 12 years ago at the time that we're recording this. So that was in 2012. Before that, I worked in the regular, you know, office job. It was a bilingual position, which was great, English and French. And I was a communications and investor relations. However, it wasn't the right job for me. Now, previous to that, I had worked in a big box retail store and I had learned everything. My parents were entrepreneurs and working in this big box retailer, I learned every single job. Basically what I did when I worked for my parents, you know, everything. I pushed buggies. I made chicken. I, you know, cooked churros, worked in the back office, did all those things and went into marketing. Funny enough, I fell into it because I got injured. At the time, going into marketing was, you know, in this particular company, what you did when you were on disability, if you could believe it. I was on short-term disability and I learned marketing. And then from there, I actually became a marketing supervisor. And then that's when I left to go to this corporate job because benefits and office and cubicle. But I left in 2012 and I had a bit of runway, didn't know what I wanted to do. Started working at a call center where I was the person that would say, you know, thank you, Mr. Such and Such. The lines are now open. You can ask your question, right? On these huge conference calls that you would hear on television, I was one of those voices.
You do have a good voice.
Well, thank you. And then I became a virtual assistant and I VA'd for lots of coaches and entrepreneurs, making 10 bucks an hour in the beginning. It was crazy, crazy considering what I'd been making in corporate, but I, you know, was working my way up and I knew I had to do it and I learned the ropes. And then I discovered online summits. Wow. Figured out how to do online summits, did about 250 of them, perfected it, helped loads and loads of people figure it out. And then I knew I wanted more from that. So then I've transitioned into coaching and speaking and building courses. All of it to say, here I am, ready to provide as much information as I possibly can to help people, hopefully not make some of the same mistakes I did, because I made a lot, and get on their journey to growing their businesses faster, right?
My first summit. Well, let me back up. My only summit was in 2013, and my coach at the time said, this is what you're going to do. And so I did it, and I built the website myself, and I did everything myself, and it was a tele-summit with instant tele-seminar.
That's how they started.
And it was a disaster from the outset, but the thing is, so, you know, my to-do list was 18 miles long, but the one thing on my to-do list that I was like, I definitely need to do is record my segment. And I never actually did it. So I did it live. I was like, whatever, I'll just do it live. And maybe this is where my fear of live things comes from, because I used a landline. I still have a landline. I have plaster walls in an old house. And so my cell phone doesn't always get the best reception. So I still have a landline. And my landline dropped the call 4 times during that live session.
Clutching pearls over here. Oh.
Right? Now, add that technical nightmare. This was the first session of the whole thing. So I really started strong.
Oh, yeah.
But, before that, it was not niched in. I was like, if you have a business, you need this.
Oh, yeah. Well, my first summit was not niched in either. It was called the Dream Business Summit.
Rock your business.
Build your dream business over here. Yeah. So bad. So bad. But you know what? We've learned a lot since then, haven't we? Absolutely. And go ahead.
That's what we're here for, because we've learned so much.
Oh yeah. And we met. Let's talk about that for a second, because people need to know how we've like actually developed this like crazy relationship. And it is a relationship. It has gone past friendship, y'all. This is like a relationship.
Like girl crush. Total.
We met in a Facebook group about five or six years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say five and a half. I think it was November.
We started talking about your honeymoon, where you'd gone on this cruise.
Do you really remember this?
Because yeah.
We met. I know what Facebook group we met in.
Oh, I know we were in the Facebook. No, I remember all the details. I remember that you were talking, like somehow there was something about you taking this Viking cruise or something.
Yeah.
And I know that I had wanted to go on that cruise as well. Like it's on my bucket list kind of thing. I want to do it.
Like that specific one.
Yes. That specific one. And then I remember asking you a ton of questions about it. And you were telling me all the places that you went and what you did and everything. And then you were buying because you were still pretty newly married at the point, you were buying your husband this jersey for Christmas and all these different kinds of, I remember all of it. And then, you know, we would talk obviously I was crushing earlier than you. And we would talk on and off. We would talk like once a week on Facebook chat and here, there and things like that, just a little bit. And then it started to grow and grow and everything. And now it's gotten to the point where in the past 2 years, you know, we've done several webinars together. You've done trainings with my partner, showing up and doing stuff with him. You know, I have loved using your copy that you've so wonderfully written for my sales pages and converted at 44%, but that's a discussion.
That's a whole other episode.
Like, you know, and the friendship has just kind of grown from there. And the friendship goes beyond business. Like we always talk about really good stuff. And we want to see each other in person. We've never met in person, but we're going to.
We are. I'm supposed to be there. Thank you, coronavirus.
Yep. It fell specifically right in the dates. That sucks, but we're going to try and make it happen. So all this to say that, you know, there's this relationship, this friendship, this family feeling that's built between Allison and I.
A family ship. I love
family
that.
Ship. And we've served clients together. We've created trainings and opportunities, and we've worked with clients together. And people have seen some really good success from the things that we've done with them. And that's one of the great things I love about working with you. So let's dive into a couple things. Let's talk about why we're actually here. So we have we took some time and we thought about why we're actually doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. And one of them is that, you know, as entrepreneurs and coaches and business owners, how do we consistently sell our products and our programs and our services without making customers feel like we're in it just for the dollar? And how do we serve them in a way where it's meant to show them how to run a profitable business, right? Like how do we put good out into the world and putting dollars in our pockets and not feeling gross about it? Like you need to shower after you do it. Right. And how do we change the lives of our community while bettering the life that we lead, like for your family, for my family, for our friends, like for, you know, for our circle. And that's really important.
And those are the questions that we knew we needed to answer. We knew that we needed to answer that it is possible, that it's not a zero-sum game. There can be winners on every side. Mm-hmm. It's not an either-or scenario, and it's possible to completely thrive in your business while serving your clients to the best of your ability. And that is exactly what this podcast is designed to show you how to do.
Absolutely.
It's a system to thrive.
Heck yes. And we're going to sprinkle in a lot of really good stuff into these podcasts. This is not just a listen to Jenny and Allison chit chat and talk about cats or, you know, the fact that we're both left-handed or any of the other amazing things that we share, like permaculture and growing our own food. But we won't go down that road. But what we are going to tell you and share with you is some really great tips. We're going to have downloads for you. We're going to have things that you're going to be able to, you know, pop on over to the website and check out the show notes and get really good information, because I think that's lacking in a lot of podcasts.
They're fluffy. They can be, and look, I love podcasts. I don't consume quite as many as you do because you're crazy, but I love listening to podcasts. And what I find is that there are some that you want to get to the meat.
Yep.
And I know that for this episode, we're really just kind of introducing ourselves, letting you get a feel for us, whether or not you like listening to us, if you think our voices are grating or any of those other things. But if you've followed us for any amount of time, you know that Jenny and I are anti-fluff.
Yes.
We always desire and really just intend, and our purpose is to over deliver and provide a ton of value so that there are actually actionable steps that you can take after everything you do with us. We love to see success from information that we've given away. And that actually is a really good transition into the content that we have prepared for our introductory episode, which is the fact that THRIVE is an acronym.
Yep. And this is our actual system. This is the system that Allison and I employ for ourselves and for our clients to help them, to actually help them thrive wherever they are in their business, brand new, middle, you know, pretty experienced, trying to get to the next level, whatever. This system works at all levels. And we're going to talk about this. So THRIVE is an acronym, right? So THRIVE. So the T in THRIVE is about transparency. And transparency isn't, you know, it is some things and it's not some others, but being transparent is about setting your intention and being quite honest about it. I'm here to grow my reach online, reach more people who are interested in the topic that I'm talking about, and yes, make connections and potentially find some really great clients. Not going to lie. Hashtag transparency. Okay.
Hashtag transparency. Love that.
We do. We also have another one. Sorry.
I'm here to step out of the shadows. I've been behind the scenes for a lot of really smart people. I am here to be front and center, to use my knowledge to help other people, to grow my business, and make a difference.
Yep, absolutely.
Both in the world and my pocketbook.
Absolutely. And but that's not your, I mean, and with all transparency, that's not the driver, but it is one of the things that you want, right? You know, it's okay to want to make money. We're running businesses. It's okay to want to make money as long as you're upfront with your intention, so you don't come across as inauthentic or spammy later on when you make an offer, you know, when you do something. And we're going to show you that in later episodes about sales and lead generation and lead transformation and authentic, you know, authentic marketing and permission-based marketing and all those different types of marketing that we're going to talk about as what we've used to grow our businesses. So we're going to talk about that. So what's the...
Well, I actually wanted to give a quick example of how that transparency works. So Jenny and I, as she mentioned, have done a ton of webinars together. And in my recent memory, we did one in a few months ago. And we've always been talking about this hashtag transparency to the point where we say it all the time.
Yep.
And at the beginning of that webinar, we said, hashtag transparency, there's going to be an offer at the end of this thing. If you want it, awesome. If you don't, awesome. There's some great value in between now and that offer, and we want you to get as much out of it as possible. So yeah, hashtag transparency. And I was looking at the numbers when we started our pitch. We did not lose a single attendee between the last 5 minutes of our content and the end of that pitch.
Nope, because we talked about it. We said it was coming. And we'll show you how to do that technique.
Totally. And if you've run a webinar and you know that you like kind of sneak that pitch in there, people start dropping.
Oh God, yeah. And that's one of the biggest things that I had to overcome was doing webinars on my own and knowing that the pitch was coming and my stomach was starting to like, and my nervousness was getting up. And then what would happen? I rushed the pitch so fast because I wanted it over with. The people were going, what was the link? What did you say? And it was really, really brutal. And you know, I rushed it and obviously nobody would buy.
So
it wasn't until we go ahead.
No, yeah, I interrupted you.
It wasn't until I cracked how to talk about the pitch throughout the webinar in such a way that lets people know, you know what, this is going to come, this is coming, this is coming. But until then, I've got great content. And you know what? There's great content here too. So there's a definite way of doing it. And then we're going off topic, but we'll definitely talk about that in more detail.
Just wanted to give an example of something that worked.
Yes.
Okay. The H is to be helpful before you ask for money. That's what we were talking about with the pitch at the end of the webinar. We were genuinely very helpful. We genuinely delivered a lot of content before we asked for a dollar. Mm-hmm. Right? If you end up asking for money before you help them come to terms with whatever situation brought them to you in the first place, you're very likely going to leave a bad taste in their mouths and they're not going to feel good about working with you further.
Correct. Yep. We want you guys to provide really good resources. We're going to share how we build really great resources because not everybody is ready to work with you at the level potentially that you want them to work at with you, like maybe your signature program or your product. But providing, and that's totally okay that they don't. This is your opportunity to create resources that meet your ideal client where they are right now and help elevate them not only to the point where they could potentially work with you, but they understand the value of what that would be. And we get that through resources. So don't be afraid to create really amazing resources that help people where they are and prep them for where you actually need them to be to work with you.
Yes. One of the things that we have for this episode, and you can get it at systemtothrive.com/1, just the number one, is actually a worksheet that will help take you through all of these steps. T, transparent, H, helpful, R, resources. We've still got a few more. But on that worksheet, it will actually help you come up with those resources at those different price points so that you have something to offer no matter what people are looking for.
Absolutely.
All right. The I, and Jenny is so good at this one. I usually make her teach it, but I'm going to give it a shot. The I is to invite instead of command. So when it is time for you to sell, for you to pitch, for you to encourage the opt-in, whatever it is that you're doing, you're not going to command them to do it, which is a little bit of a switch from the way I've always written. So I, for years, wrote, you know, really super hard sell. But if you temper it a little bit, pull it back a little bit, of course, be authoritative, be the expert, be all that, but pull it back a little bit with something like, does it feel good that we can work together on this?
Yep.
Or is there a way I can help you with that?
Versus,
Right. How can I help you work this out? We have an idea. How can I help you work on this? Am I doing this right, Jenny?
Yeah, you're doing an awesome job.
Awesome.
It's all about being, still having the command of the fact that you are the expert in your field, but not coming across as one of those late night infomercials that, you know, drive people crazy, but it does make them pull out their wallets. And it's also not being passive, like shoulda, coulda, woulda, please, pretty please. Like it's not all the way back there. It's mm-hmm. somewhere in the middle where it's like, look, you know what? I know what I'm talking about and I'm really good at what I do. And if you give me an opportunity, I'm willing to work with you and show you what that would look like if that makes sense to you. Does that make sense to you right now? Right? And people go, well, yeah, it does. Okay. Well, can I tell you more? And we'll do a total training on this. It's mm-hmm. it's a real way of coming at people without them feeling like they're getting hit over the head with an offer and making sure that people feel comfortable with the decision. So mm-hmm. that's another conversation that goes in there with invite.
I am just thinking about when I invite my son's best friend's family over for a cookout, which they're both in daycare, so social distance is not a thing right now for them. But we'll say, hey, we're having burgers and dogs at 4:00 on Saturday. Do you want to come over? Mm-hmm. We're not like, maybe if you want to, we were thinking it's, hey, we're doing this. Do you want it? If we bring that to our business, it comes across very friendly and authentic.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. The V, deliver value before all else. Okay. So no matter what you do, provide real value, right? Whether it's a couple minutes of consulting on your sales call, not just a script that agitates the pain, or a plan that you've put together in the form of a proposal. Stumbled over my words. In the form of a proposal, which is how I do it. I put together the plan and then I tell them, here's how much it would cost to have me do this for you. Or a list of resources that they can use if they don't work with you, which I get a lot. People who don't want to work with me or can't work with me for whatever reason. And I say, okay, I want you to go here, here, and here. And these are going to help you kind of meet those goals that we talked about you having. Providing that value not only takes you out of that sleazy, I'm only in it for the money territory, and into that authentic, I care about you and your success, but it also solidifies you as the expert who will do the right thing in their mind. And so when they can work with you or are in the situation to work with you or do want to work with you, they feel good about coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win.
Abso-frickin-lutely. That's a preach moment right there. I love it. It really is. So the last one is engage. E for engage. And this is before, during, after the sale. Now, this is something that Allison has taught me. And it's kind of funny that I'm talking about it. This is an Allison thing that Allison taught me. So we kind of switch roles a little bit. And I'm cool with that because I get to talk about something that I've learned and employed in my business with great success, right? So engaging before, during, and after the sale means, you know, before, during, and after your content delivery or your sales presentations, that you're engaging with your prospects. You're showing them that you care. You let them know that you see them, that you understand them, and why they're making the decision that they're making. If you engage your prospects before, during, and after, you'll have less of that regret, that post-sale regret, and people wanting a refund. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff that that's built into that, and we'll go into a training all about that, a whole podcast about it. But suffice it to say, you know, engaging with your audience throughout all of the processes to becoming a client, even after they've made the sale, is highly important so they feel seen and heard and that you're not just chasing money. So this all relates to being authentic and true and not chasing the dollar. Yeah, again, all in business. Want to make money? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
But do it in the right way.
Absolutely. Now, I have people that I've worked with and it's been a while since they've hired me to write copy, but I'll see an article that'll remind me about them. Or, hey, this is in their niche and it's a new development. Or I was thinking about them and I'll send them a present. And I just do little things here and there. And it lets them know that it wasn't just about that PayPal transfer for me.
Yeah.
Now, it's also really cool to engage with people that haven't bought from you after the sales call. Mm-hmm. I do this a lot with people that, again, are a no or a not right now. I throw it on my calendar. I shoot them an email X number of days or weeks or months later. Hey, how did that work for you? I'm really just, how are you doing? And it just opens up that relationship and builds the relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, THRIVE, we went through them all. Are they easy? Not always.
Nope. Not consistently. It's hard to bring it. It's hard to be consistent with them, but it works.
It is actually really easy to just say, you know what? I don't need to worry about them. I've already got their money. But when you show your customers as well as your prospects that you care about something deeper than that, it not only feels good to you, but it builds that community of people who want to work with you, who become what a good friend of ours, Jason, calls a raving or super fan. I call a raving fan, but I like super fans.
Yep.
And those are the people that recommend you. Those are the people that show up to everything you do and build you up. How great does it feel to know, Jenny, that when we go on a Facebook Live together, that there are going to be people who show up and comment and say, hey, it's so good to see you guys.
Exactly. Or when you send an email and somebody hits reply and tells you exactly what's going on with them and says, hi, and I appreciate what you sent me and all those things.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it's really about, I think the System to Thrive is about building more than a business.
It is.
Don't get me wrong. We're going to build a thriving business with you, but it's about building something that goes bigger, that feels better and serves more than just the financial side of why you're in this to begin with.
Absolutely. And we're going to document some of that. Some of this podcast is going to be documenting our journey as well, showing you behind the scenes.
Why not?
Absolutely. We're going to have guests on here. We're also going to be pulling on some clients and talking about their stories and their, you know, what their struggles and their successes have been and what they've had to go through, you know, how they've learned or succeeded. There's going to be lots here that's going to help. And we're going to try and make this as concise in content, but diverse in topic, if that makes sense, almost in like making sure that we know, you know, no stone left unturned kind of thing to let you know how you can do this. And we hope to improve. So if you give us a chance and you listen to this podcast, and if you've made it to the end of this, dear gosh, look at you.
Congrats. Stop. We had fun.
We did. But if you've made it to this point with us, then you'll, you know, hopefully give us a chance for future episodes. And I'm sure that we'll, you know, we'll do something that will catch your eye and make it worth your while.
Of course. Of course. This is our introduction. We hope that you found some of our content valuable. If you want to snag that worksheet that I mentioned, you can go to systemtothrive.com/1. If you're on the show notes page already, that's where it is. If you're on YouTube,
it's the number one
description. Yes, it's the number one, not O-N-E. Not systemtothrive.com/O-N-E. It's systemtothrive.com/1. Numeral one. If you're on any social, it'll be in the descriptions.
Absolutely. And we're also starting a community. So we're going to be creating a community on Facebook where if you're interested in the podcast or interested in the things that we teach from the podcast, and you want to have a community of people who are also trying to thrive, you can come and join the Thrive Collaborative on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com. It's /group and then forward slash Thrive Collaborative. So you can find it that way, or just type in Thrive Collaborative. Yes. And you'll see, you know, the picture of Allison and I right on the banner. So come check that out as well.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our pilot episode number one of The System to Thrive. My name is Allison Lex.
I'm Jenny Wright.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Thanks again for watching or listening to this podcast. We hope we've answered some of your big questions today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast anywhere you're listening and leave us a review.
Also, make sure you've checked out the Thrive Collaborative podcast community, our Facebook group for listeners and entrepreneurs. Find us on Facebook or online at systemtothrive.com.